just firstly, the Sargood Foundation is a community-based organisation which initiated the concept of and raised the funds for the world-first Sargood on Collaroy, a purpose-built accessible facility for those living with spinal cord injury. A visit to Sargood is so much more than respite. It is life-transforming and creates new futures and opportunities for those who live with the trauma of spinal cord injury, both the individual and their families. And this Monday at Longreef Golf Club there on the Northern Beaches, a luncheon, a charity golf day is being held to raise much-needed funds for the foundation. And joining us is Longreef member and ambassador for the day, Australian cricketer Mitchell Starc. Mitch, a very good morning to you.
Hello, team. Good morning. How are we all?
Yeah, really well, thanks, and appreciate your time on our show this morning. Why did you feel, I guess, the need to support this charity day and this charity, the Sargood Foundation in particular, Mitch?
Yeah, obviously being members at Longreef, Elisa and I, for a few years now, we've been to a couple of these days and been fortunate enough to get down to the facility there of Sargood down at Collaroy and have a look around and see the, you know, the joy on the faces of people that spend some time there and the experiences they get to have while they spend some time at Sargood and for the families as well. So, you know, it's a great day down there at Longreef where we're approached by Steve and Poppy Twig, who are members there as well, and we've played a lot of golf with, and with the idea of sort of being ambassadors or hosts of the day as well. And so hopefully this weekend is a nice weekend on the website with the silent auction on a lot of items, which you can go and have a look at it at helpinghand.com.au. And then obviously the day on Monday, we'll have a golf day, have a nice lunch and hopefully raise some more money for such a great cause.
Okay, helpinghand.com.au to get involved in that silent auction for the Sargood Foundation. As you mentioned, your local course, yourself and Alyssa, I can only imagine how competitive it gets between you.
Yeah, look, it's we've both come back off tour and straight onto the golf course, and it's the competition's been, I guess the quality's not been great the first week back, but it's still healthy.
Morning, Starkey. Thanks for your time, buddy. Tell us about India, mate. Mixed feelings, test series versus one day series. And how's the finger back bowling? How did that feel for you, mate?
Yeah, it's I guess an interesting one. It was, you know, obviously the back end was really successful. We had a good test win, but to miss out on the test series is always disappointing, and particularly over in India, where it's a really tough place to go and win. And we thought we put ourselves in some really good positions to win that series. So disappointing with the tests, really successful in the one days to finish off the Australian cricket summer with a good away one day series win as well. So mixed feelings is probably spot on. It was a nice way to finish. In terms of the body, it's fine. It's pulled up well through the summer. It's the finger's going to be a bit interesting for a while, I think. But I think all in all, it came out pretty well, and a lot of good things came out of that tour.
Yeah. How do you see the summer, Starkey? Because I think if you look at results, it's been very successful. But I think you look at a number of the teams around the world at the moment, the most, the hardest part is winning away from home. And it's probably been like that for a while as well. Do you judge, you know, that loss in India harshly? Do you think you had the right team? Do you think you had an experienced enough team to win over there? Or do you look back at the summer and say, you know what, it's been a really good year of cricket for us?
Yeah, look, I think it's hard not to look at it and say it was really successful for the group on a whole. Yeah. Obviously, winning at home's, you know, something that we pride ourselves on and making that really hard for opposition. And as you said, going away, a lot of teams at the moment, winning away from home is the hardest thing and the pinnacle as well, because we know our conditions have changed over a long time as well. So at the same time, I think if we look back on our three subcontinent tours in the last 18 months, we've had three Asian Test match wins, a couple of draws, and you know, we had a series win in Pakistan, unfortunately a tie in Sri Lanka, and then had a test match win in India, but obviously came up short. So I think based on our Asian performances in the last 18 months, I think it's been quite successful. We haven't obviously had the series winning Indies to cap it all off, but I think as a team moving forward and you know, learning and adapting to play in Asian conditions, I think it's been a lot of really good stuff come out of those three tours.
Yeah, Mitch, there was a lot of talk about the prep leading into that Indian series, but what does the prep look like in the build-up to the Ashes and also the World Test Championship?
Yeah, it's going to look different for everyone, really. Obviously, we've got a group of guys going to the IPL, which starts, I think, tonight, actually. and then a few guys, I believe, going over to county cricket. And then for a few of us, it'll be, you know, rest and rehab for the next couple of weeks to get ready for a massive period of cricket. So for me personally, it's I've got 3 weeks to switch off from bowling. It'll be pretty much straight back in the gym next week. But bowling-wise, get 3 weeks off and then gear up with probably a 4 or 5 week lead into England. So six test matches in 8 weeks is going to be very busy. But obviously, the preparation is going to look different for wherever guys are in the world leading up to that tour.
Yeah. How does that look, Starkey, in regards to prep? Before that Test Championship, do you play a tour game? And then after the Test Championship, is there any tour games before that first Ashes Test match?
Honestly, couldn't tell you. I haven't looked. And I haven't got that information. So, mate.
3 weeks vacay. Talk to me in 3 weeks.
Alicia and I sat there at Diggers last night looking at days we can play golf. So.
Fair enough, too.
Well, England, Mitch, they think they're the Harlem Globetrotters of cricket all of a sudden. They're the best team since the West Indies of the 80s. But how about Ollie Robinson, their fast bowler, who's been talking it up. Recently spoke about giving us a good hiding in the Ashes. Well, 2 days ago, he went on, he kept going. He said, the way we're playing cricket at the moment, we feel like we can really stick one on them and win the series comfortably. What's your response to Ollie Robinson?
Is he fit yet? Can he bowl many overs?
I didn't say that.
Eat another pie.
This is
where you give it the old, well, my cousin's brother, he reckons Ollie Robinson can shush.
But gee, they've got some confidence about them, don't they, Mitch?
Yeah, they do. And I mean, rightly so, they're playing a really aggressive form of cricket and it's coming off for them. So, look, it's been interesting to watch from afar and they've done it now for a long time. So it's not a fluke. But no, it's going to be a good challenge for us. Obviously, going to England, generally you think of, you know, the Duke's ball moving around and at times seeming wickets. So, yeah, look, if that's the brand of cricket they're going to continue to play, I'm sure we can match fire with fire if need be, and we've certainly got a group of players that are confident to match up with England, and hopefully we can go one better than last time and win the Ashes rather than retain it in England, which would be unbelievable as well.
From a bowling perspective, how much do you feel like you're going to have to adjust with the way England are playing? Because let's face it is unique. So the run rates they're scoring at, unprecedented in Test cricket over, you know, that length of time, the amount of overs they're batting for to make those runs as well.
Yeah, they're definitely pushing the game forward at a very fast rate. But, I mean, it's hard to see that way of cricket not being conditions-based. So if all of a sudden you get seaming wickets and a swinging ball and they're 5 for 50, are they going to keep swinging? I mean, it's... We saw how flat the wickets were in Pakistan, and the fact they moved the game so quickly allowed them to play as aggressive as they wanted to and bowl a certain way as well. But it's certainly an entertaining way to play Test cricket, and they're putting themselves into some really good positions with the bat purely at the rate they're scoring the runs. So at the same time, if you know conditions are nice for batting, I'm sure we've got a very, very good batting lineup that can match, not necessarily a score as quickly as they can, but we can certainly score the amount of runs. So it's going to be very interesting. We've got two evenly matched squads. It's going to be an entertaining series, and we've got 5 test matches, which is great too, because you can have a look over a long time.
Just bowl Ollie Robinson a few bounces for us, Willis.
I reckon Ollie's going to be the least of Australia's concerns.
My
there.
Well, Mitch, we appreciate your time this morning and enjoy the day on Monday, particularly at Long Reef, your local club there, raising money for the Sargood Foundation as well. We appreciate your time again.
No, thanks for having me, guys, and hopefully it's a good day out there anyway.